this. Okay. Talking to you guys?
Hello?
Okay, I mean...
Is it seeing both of us?
I believe so.
Okay.
So, all right, guys. This is our, like, fourth time trying this. Apparently recording in a live... like, recording from a place without your usual equipment is really hard.
A place called Chili's.
A place called Chili's. A place called home.
A magical place.
Yeah, we're at a fucking Chili's right now, and it's pretty much empty here.
We are drinking $6 trick-or-treateritas.
That are strong as hell. Mm-hmm. If you are hungover, I don't recommend getting one of these. I can't even drink it.
But if you aren't, go get one, and yeah, you will be tomorrow.
Yeah, if you aren't, they're tasty. Oh, but if you are hungover, then the taste of that much fucking... what is it? Tito's. That much Tito's is a lot.
That'll
There's also tequila. God.
God, that's a lot. There's Tito's in it too?
Yeah.
Shit.
So it's made with Tito's.
And tequila.
Strawberry puree. Topped with classic margarita. Okay, so it's got a frozen margarita and a shot of Tito's in it.
Shit.
That's insane.
Well, happy fucking Halloween.
Happy fucking Halloween, y'all. I'm not gonna keep it on them anymore.
You guys should comment and tell us what you dressed up as for Halloween.
Yeah. And like and share and leave us a review.
I personally was Dr. Evil, complete with the bald cap and pink earring.
I love that.
Thank you.
I was two different things, and if I decide to go out tomorrow, then I'm gonna be a different thing also. But I was a cowboy.
Cute.
Like a gothic vampire cowboy one
Cute.
Day. And then I was a scene kid, which
Love
came
it.
Out too good. It came out too good.
If I saw you dressed like that back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I would
Raina.
Have been breaking hearts back in the day.
Breaking
dude.
My heart. I will also be dressing up as Shrek tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
I got the ears. They're really cute.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
So we're kind of just going to get right into it because we don't want to...
We don't want to sit here in Chili's forever.
Yeah, we don't... I mean, as much as I love Chili's, these people are probably going to want to go home eventually.
Yeah.
And we're not, like, here before... Like, there's some time before close, don't worry, but...
Yeah. We're not being rude.
Yeah, we don't want to stay here forever.
I respect my servers, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what spooky story do you have for us tonight, Raina?
Mine's pretty crazy, and I feel like it's, like, crazier to me because I'm very close to... the situation.
Oh yeah.
It like hits super close to home. Like so close to home that I literally decided to Google last night how far away it happened from my house where I lived. It happened 0.2 miles away from my house, which was about a 4 to 5 minute walk.
That is too close for comfort.
Yeah. So, pretty crazy.
Tell us all about it.
Okay. So, God, Ariana Grande is so loud in the background. oh, hopefully we don't get in trouble for stuff like that. I hope I'll be able to get it out.
Copyright
stuff.
I mean, if they're playing it in a Chili's, then clearly it's not copyrighted, right?
It's definitely copyrighted.
Oh. Well, if you guys hear something, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Don't worry about it. So,
mind your business.
Today, for Halloween... I'm going to be covering a story, like I said, that's very close to home for me. It's pretty insane. So today I'm going to be covering the murders of Mary Jo Hadley and Blake Hadley.
Ooh.
Which happened on July 14th. It was either the 14th or the 16th, because I saw some that said 14th and some things that said 16th. I personally don't remember anything from 2011, so I would not remember when this actually happened.
So at some point during that time.
Yeah, it's just at some point within those days, you know. But they were murdered by their son, Tyler Hadley.
Oh, no.
And my brother was pretty close friends with Tyler for a while. Ooh. I had a big crush on Tyler because he was like a bad boy.
Oh, I mean, whatever. You know what? They've got that charisma.
Yeah. And he was like a skinny skater dude.
Oh,
and
I was like, easy. Into it.
So I had a big crush on him. My mom didn't like him. She got like kind of a crazy vibe from him, which I mean, now doesn't seem so far-fetched.
Yeah.
But yeah, she like banned him from our house at one point. Because him and my brother used to, like, steal weed from my parents. And he, like, stole a couple lighters from the house or whatever. So my mom was like, I don't want him back here anymore. He's not allowed at the house. I don't care if you guys hang out, but he's not allowed at my house anymore. So, yeah, he got banned from our house a little, like, a while before these events occurred. Because my brother and him kind of fell out. Mm. Weren't really close anymore when everything happened.
Mom didn't want him.
When everything happened, so... Yeah, I don't know, like, I didn't ask my brother because I don't know how he would feel about me asking him, like, how close they were when it happened. He was invited to the party that was thrown. I'll get into that. But anyway, so Mary Jo was 47 at the time, and Blake was 54, and Tyler was 17. So Tyler was a little troubled. Like I said, him and my brother used to steal weed from my parents, and, like, my mom just always got a bad vibe from him. And for him, like, weed was definitely, like, a gateway drug. Like, he started doing a lot more other drugs. He started distributing drugs. He started selling drugs. He started doing drugs.
All the classic bad boy stuff.
Yeah. He was skipping school, doing drugs. He had some, like, severe mental health issues. I think I remember reading that he has bipolar 1, but I might be wrong on that. So don't quote me on that. But his parents took him to a psychiatrist. They, like, tried to help him. They tried an outpatient program for his substance issues. He had a relatively, like, chill childhood. I'm pretty sure he was an only child. His mom was an elementary school teacher. His dad was an electrician.
So just like average run-of-the-mill.
Yeah, he had a pretty normal life. He might have actually had one brother. I don't remember. But I remember his parents like built him a pool for him and his friends.
Oh, wow. So that he could,
yeah, like have his friends over and stuff. And then he started going through all this shit in high school. So Tyler hated his parents, and I mean, he was a teenager. What teenager doesn't fucking hate their parents, you know?
True.
So, but Tyler would, like, joke all the time about, like, killing his parents, and his friends were always like, yo, you're, like, weird, dude. That's crazy. But they would obviously never take it seriously, because why would you?
That is so interesting, and it's interesting because I'll put a pin in it and come back to that later.
Okay. Yeah, he would joke all the time about wanting to kill his parents, and his friends are always like, damn, that's crazy. You wouldn't, though, you know?
Right.
So, they just, like, never took it seriously. Because, I mean, like, why would you?
Right.
Like, if my friend joked about killing his parents, I'd be like, damn, that's weird. But I wouldn't be like, oh, you're gonna do it.
Yeah, I'd be like, huh, okay.
Yeah. So, and he did it quite often, and that's why his friends were always like, yeah, okay. Because, obviously, nothing ever happened until...
Right.
Until now. So his parents with him, like, skipping school and his issues with drugs were, like, understandably getting, like, really strict with him. Like, not allowing him to go out and do things. And, like, he kept wanting to throw a party. And his parents were always like, no, we're not letting you throw a party. Why would we do that? So he would talk about wanting to throw parties a lot, like I said. But obviously his parents weren't down with that. They weren't going to let that happen. And I found in his sentencing documents... that he had been involved in, like, a myriad of crimes. And I remember hearing about some of this when I was younger, and, like, that's part of the reason my brother stopped hanging out with him as much, is because he started getting, like, charges put on him and shit.
Oh, he was a bad influence.
Yeah. So, and luckily my brother was smart enough to just, like, himself be like, yeah, I don't think I want to hang out with this person anymore. So yeah. They just, like, stopped hanging out as much. And because he never fucking went to school, he never saw him at school. So, but he wasn't like a model teen, you know?
Yeah.
And he'd even been detained for arson, vandalism, thefts, and even aggravated battery. And I'm pretty sure I remember the aggravated battery being like a school fight. So it wasn't like he just went out and was like beating random people. I mean, yeah, he kind of was, but it was like school.
Besides the arson, I feel like those are like kind of typical teenager crimes.
And it was pretty typical teenager stuff for our town in Florida. Like, yeah. We lived in a very senior citizen community town, and there was one skate park that ended up getting tore down.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so there was one free skate park, and there was nothing else to do.
How much older is your brother and, like, Tyler?
4 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So Tyler was 17, so he was a year older than my brother at the time. My brother was 16, because I was, like, 12. So, yeah, my brother was, like, 16. There was also, this is kind of crazy, a $15,000 civil suit pending after Tyler hit and injured a child driving his dad's truck in June of 2010.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, drunk or just being a bad driver?
Just being a piece of shit, basically. Mm. Like, just being a dumb teenager, essentially.
Yikes. Don't hit children.
Yeah, don't do that. Do better.
Do better.
Oh, we're only at 3 minutes. Okay. It said that his parents had found an inpatient program, and that was, like, the main motive for the murders, because he didn't want to go to the inpatient program. So on July 16th, either 14th or 16th, one of those days.
Maybe split the difference, perhaps the 15th.
Yeah, so on July 15th, at 1:15 p.m., Tyler posted on his timeline, quote, "Party at my crib, ... maybe." And he messaged his friends, and he was like, "I'm going to have a party tonight." And they're like, "Yeah, okay." And he was like, "No, I'm for real." And one girl was like, "Oh, shit, what if your parents come home?" And he was like, "They won't. Trust me."
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's some foreshadowing.
So I guess no one really believed him. But at 8:15 p.m. that same night, he posted again saying, quote, "Party at my house. Hit me up." So
for sure this time, guys.
I'm like, I'm being for real right now.
I'm being so fucking for real right now.
Oh my God. Okay. So between the time of the first post and the last post of him saying to hit him up about the party, he was a little busy.
Clearly.
So when his parents came home that day, he hid their phones and locked their dog in a closet because he knew that the dog would probably try to protect his parents. Mm. So shortly before 5 p.m. on July 16th, 2011, Tyler took 3 pills of ecstasy, which I've taken ecstasy before. It does not make you want to kill people. I don't know why that was his drug of choice. I guess maybe to get him, like, amped up.
Also, like, 3 is excessive, it seems. I mean, I've never done it, but I feel like that's a lot.
Yeah.
Is it a lot?
I think I took, like, a 5 milligram ecstasy, and it didn't do a whole lot for me, so I'm assuming 2 would have, like, gotten me there, so 3 to me doesn't seem crazy.
Okay.
He was also, like, a 6-foot dude.
Okay, so that,
like,
makes sense.
3 for him was probably something light. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how he handled drugs, though, so that could be totally
just a little
different.
Party favor.
Just a little pick-me-up before the events of the day.
Exactly.
So he took the 3 pills of ecstasy and found his mother at the computer in the family room.
Oh.
And he then, from behind, attacked her with the claw end of a hammer.
Yikes.
And Tyler's father, Blake, heard screams and ran out of the bathroom, only to freeze at the sight of Tyler attacking Mary Jo. And then Tyler attacked Blake.
I mean, I feel like that's a lot to, like, see and experience and be like, holy shit, what the fuck?
Yeah. So I found that he hit his mom about 35 times and his dad about 39.
He
had some rage.
That takes a lot of strength.
Yeah, and a lot of anger for you to do it that many times. So after the brutal murder, he dragged both their bodies into the master bedroom.
Oh my God.
And he then spent 3 hours cleaning up the scene. He also threw anything that reminded him of his parents on top of them in the master bedroom, just, like, tossed it in there. He locked the door, He stole their cards to like fund the alcohol and stuff for the party. He locked up the master bedroom, picked up some friends, and had a fucking rager after.
Jesus.
So my brother was invited to the party. He could not find a ride, so he did not go. I was invited to the party, which was strange because I was like 12 years old. But
was
Tyler,
it not 4 minutes away walking?
He wasn't at home.
Oh.
Yeah, he wasn't at home when he got invited. He was at another friend's house.
Oh, I see.
So they had no way to get there.
For the best.
So, yeah. It's great that that happened.
Yes.
I was invited. I was 12.
That's crazy.
But he just wanted anybody and everybody to be there. He invited a bunch of kids that he didn't know from the school, like
from
the high school.
You know who I wanted my rager? My friend's little sister.
I would have been the life of the party, let's be real. So during the party, which had about 60 people, people noticed some sort of like black sticky stuff on the computer's keyboard.
Oh.
And like a little bit around the computer desk, like while they were putting on music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of like wrote it off. They're like, is this blood? And they were like, okay, whatever. And like just kept going on with the party. Some people even said that they could like smell, like the smell of decomposition was present during the party. Like it was a weird smell. Tyler was drunk and high on a mix of things, and he was telling people that he killed his parents.
Wow.
But because he did this so often,
right,
nobody really believed him.
Right.
They just thought he was being weird. Yeah. So his best friend, Michael Mandel, who I also had a big crush on, he took Tyler for a walk, and then Tyler showed him his parents in his bedroom. He confessed to him. He was like, I killed my parents, blah, blah, blah. Michael stayed for a few hours after finding that out, I guess to, like, kind of just soak up the last few hours that he would have with his best friend, like, ever. Because he knew that after that night, he was never going to see him again, pretty much.
Yeah.
He, like, they, like, kept hanging out, kept drinking. He took a selfie with him, which was, like, a super, like, chilling, creepy-looking selfie. I could show it to you in a minute.
Well, please do.
But, so, Michael stayed with him and left in the morning. And in the morning after he left, he called a crime hotline and reported it.
Good for him.
Yeah. And Tyler was arrested early the next morning. But since Tyler wasn't 18 yet, he could not be sentenced to death in Florida.
I was just about to ask about the death penalty because I know Florida loves that.
Yeah, so in 2014, when he was, like, charged, or, like, not necessarily charged, but, like
convicted?
In trial, yeah.
Oh, okay.
When he was in trial in 2014, it wasn't yet in effect that the death penalty could be used, I guess.
I see.
So he just got sentenced to life imprisonment without parole. But while he was in jail, awaiting sentencing, he was signing autographs.
That's sick.
And would take the newspapers covering the story and write across it, it's hammer time.
I'm sorry. But what a catchphrase.
And he called himself, he claimed his own nickname in prison as Hammer Boy. Because apparently that's big and tough and strong.
Oh, that's so funny. It's, oh, shit, you guys. You better watch
Boy.
Out. It's Hammer Boy.
Sounds like a fucking Disney movie.
Was he in juvie or, like, adult prison?
He was in adult prison.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I bet they were really scared of 17-year-old Hammer Boy.
Listen, he comes up behind you real silent and quick.
With a hammer.
Know. Yeah. In April 2016, his sentencing was overturned by an appeal judge saying the lower courts didn't consider any alternative to life imprisonment. There was also, I don't remember the exact name of it, I didn't write it down because I'm stupid, there was like a motion that was passed within courts that they didn't follow when they were trying him because it wasn't yet passed in the courts, so they retried him with that applied, and he still got sentenced to life imprisonment. So in December of 2018, he was resentenced to life imprisonment. And I literally wrote, LOL.
That's funny. I was listening to another case about somebody who appealed and then got more time.
No. In 2015, they demolished the Hadley home. And Hadley has since kind of come out about, like, I'm pretty sure he was in psychosis when he did all this. Because I don't remember what year it was. I think it was, like, maybe 2018, maybe a little bit after that or before. He, in an interview, was talking about how he would have nightmares all the time now, and he regrets what he did, and I don't know. I feel like it's so weird because I knew this kid personally.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm trying to look at it the same way I would look at any other story that we've covered.
Well, I mean, it's different.
Yeah. And, like, I think because I know him, that's why I'm like, I think he was in psychosis. Because, yeah. Like, yeah, he was a troubled kid. He probably definitely could have used some therapy and some
treatment. I mean, there's definitely something wrong for any 17-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
I promise you, he's going to release a book.
I don't know. He wasn't, like, super literate. Not that he was dumb, but
I
like he
somebody
wasn't
else
like a big
will, like,
writer.
Hey, give me your story.
Maybe we should.
Write a book. Whoa.
You know, like, what? Hey, I don't know if you remember me. I'm Frankie's little sister. We want to help you write a book.
Interesting.
Could you imagine if our name was attached to that, though? That'd be pretty crazy.
That would be pretty crazy. Okay, we'll put it in that.
Okay, I think we should take a break so I can order Lou their dinner.
Yes. Get some boxes.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back, guys. Okay.
This is Bob Dylan's son. Did you know that?
Really?
Uh-huh.
Is it Bob Dylan's son getting married to Millie Bobby Brown? Whose son is getting married to Millie Bobby Brown?
I don't know.
I think it's Bob Dylan.
I feel like he's much too old. Because, I mean, this song came out in the
90s.
Well,
you might have more than one kid.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even know she was engaged. Let me look it up. No, it's Bon Jovi's son.
Bon Jovi, okay. Bob Dylan, Bon Jovi, same thing.
Close enough.
They're the same. Who's Bob Dylan? Oh. Seriously, who's Bob Dylan?
Like another singer.
Okay. What do you sing?
I mean, like, a bunch of songs. You're really putting me on the spot here.
Getting sweaty in a Chili's.
I can name three songs, I swear.
I'm not a poser. That scared the bug out of me. There's a person standing on the other side of this, like, window partition at the Chili's. And I'm over here giggling. And I look over, and they're wearing, like, a black hat and a black hoodie. And I was just like, oh my god, what is that, a shadow person? It's not. It's, in fact,
it's
a real person.
When you take too much Benadryl.
He starts going a little crazy. All right, we're back.
All right, so I'm about to tell my story. Also a little close to home, but not quite as close
Excuse
as Raina's.
Excuse me, I'm so sorry. I just realized I did that right into the mic.
It's fine. We wanted to hear that. Thank you.
Sorry, everybody.
So, like I was telling Raina, our stories have a lot of parallels, which is funny because we didn't know what each other was doing, mm-hmm. as always. But I'm going to be talking about Pazuzu Allegrod.
Ooh.
Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Okay, well, you're about
Pazuzu.
To. Pazuzu. If you are familiar with the documentary The Devil You Know, this is one of the episodes.
Okay.
So, Pazuzu Allegrod was born John Alexander Lawson in August 12th, 1978. I saw one thing that said he was born in San Francisco. I saw another thing that said he was born in Illinois. So I don't know what the truth is. So I will tell you both of those. There is not a whole lot known about his childhood, particularly because he was a bit of a compulsive liar.
Oh.
He told a lot of stories.
Dated one of those.
But what we know for sure is that he never met his dad. And as a young child, he started showing the telltale signs of being a killer. Ones that we're all familiar with, like torturing animals. Mm-hmm. Developing substance abuse issues at a very early age.
What? Quick question. Yeah. What do you think you would do as a parent if you found out your kid was torturing animals? Because personally, I would get rid of it.
Get rid of the kid?
Yeah.
I mean, same.
What the fuck?
Well, and I think it's hard, especially if you've got other children that, like, yeah. you have to keep them safe.
Yeah.
That's a hard one. I don't know, to be completely honest.
Me personally wouldn't let it in the house, but... But hey, that's just me.
We're going to get you an apprenticeship at a butchery. he dropped out in ninth grade. He also had to repeat a couple grades several times. I think specifically second and ninth grade he did twice. So I think
second
was,
grade?
Yeah, I think he was like 18 by the time he graduated.
Interesting. Thank you.
His mother, Cynthia, also tried to get him help for his... diagnosed schizophrenia and agoraphobia, which is, you know, the fear of leaving your house. But as we all know, mental health care is expensive, mm-hmm. and eventually the funds ran out, and she was unable to keep doing those things, sending him to therapy, et cetera, et cetera. And his mental health definitely declined because of it.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
So in 2002... I was going to say, we said he was born in 78, so in 2002 he would have been 24?
You're asking the wrong person to confirm that information.
I'm going to say 24, because if it was 80, it would be 20 years to 2000, and then 2002, so 22 minus 2 years.
I became a tattoo artist so I wouldn't have to do math, so I don't know what you're even saying.
I think he was 24.
Okay. You were, like, sitting there spewing out all these numbers, and I was like, I don't know.
So, in 2002, John legally changed his name to Pazuzu La Algarad. Algarad.
Why?
That is the name of the demon in The Exorcist.
Yeah. That's what I would thought you were...
Yeah.
Because you said Pazuzu, and I was like, I mean, I know who Pazuzu is, but... you're... Okay.
Like, yeah. So, him and his mother, I don't know what year, but they eventually settled in the town of Clemens, North Carolina, which is just outside Winston-Salem. Okay. As you know, we live in the Bible Belt. It's a pretty, like, Winston isn't, like, super religious, but, you know, as a whole, North Carolina is religious enough. And I think this really played into him rebelling and choosing this, like, devil alter ego.
Mm-hmm.
He got a lot of face tattoos. He filed his teeth into points, so they were like all sharp.
This guy.
You know who I'm talking about now.
Okay.
Yep. And he also like denounced personal hygiene.
Oh.
Because it takes away from your body's ability to like fight off germs. So
not all hygiene.
Reportedly, he only bathed once a year.
Oh my god.
And he never brushed his teeth. So he was pretty foul smelling.
Yeah, and if you're filing your teeth to points, those nerves are exposed.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're never brushing them? Homie. Get it together.
Yeah. He also like scared people off by proclaiming to be a Satanist who sacrificed animals. He would also claim that he could control the weather.
Oh.
Again, this is a very schizophrenic individual.
Yeah.
The house that he lived in with his mother was at 2749 Knob Hill, and it was basically a trap house for outcasts and misfits, but, like, in the most disgusting way possible.
Mm.
The inside of the house was filled with animal carcasses, trash, mold, rotting food, vomit, shit.
Ugh.
Like, it was foul. And the mom just lived there and, like, walked around.
Ma'am.
They had people over every night. I mean, there would be people still drunk, fucked up, asleep on the floor. And she'd just, like, walk over them to go to work.
What the fuck?
The reason why this one is particularly close to home, besides the fact that it's in our home state, is one of my friends has been to that house and was going to one or two of the parties.
Oh, no.
And somebody in their family was his roommate at one point.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, at these parties, he would brag to people that he had killed people and buried them in his backyard. But just like Raina's story, nobody believed him.
Yeah.
Because this man is also saying he can control the weather. Yeah. So, like, you know, clearly there's other things going on in that brain of his. He's also, you know, every night there was, like, hard drugs, orgies, like, it was fucked up.
Jesus.
In 2010, he was charged with accessory after the fact of involuntary manslaughter. He had been housing a murder suspect at his place and lied to police about it.
Oh. So in goody.
You know, just things that normal people do. So in 2012, he was convicted of this accessory after the fact charge. So the person who was a murder victim in that 2010 case was named Joseph Emmerich Chandler. Sad. He had been missing when his body was found on June 7th, 2010, in Donahoe Park near the Yadkin River. Pazuzu claimed that a Hispanic man named Pete was involved.
Oh, Hispanic named Pete?
Yeah, right? Do you know many of those?
I don't think I know a single fucking...
Also, why do you have to be Hispanic? Rude. That's just racist. While the real killer, a man named Nicholas Reezy, was staying at his house.
Oh, goody. Yeah. I love that.
When police found this out, Reezy was ordered to serve a 1 year and 1 month in prison, while Pazuzu received 10 to 12 months and 5 years probation. Which, I feel like that's not enough time, 1 year and 1 month for manslaughter, even involuntary.
No, definitely not enough time.
Like, yeah, that's not
a year? Enough. That'll go by in the blink of a fucking eye.
Yeah. Also, when he was going through court for that, he was ordered to do a psychiatric evaluation. They did deem him fit to stand trial, but the psychiatrist reported that Pazuzu said he would drink upwards of 18 beers a day.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and he shook uncontrollably being out of his house because, again, he was a horrible agoraphobe.
That makes sense.
When he was finally out on probation and, you know, partying at the trap house, telling people he's got bodies buried in his backyard, eventually somebody went to the police and was like, hey, you know, this
there's dude, this person that he just keeps telling people
he
this.
He just keeps saying all this odd shit. I just want you to stop saying...
You should maybe just check it out, actually.
I just want you to stop saying odd shit.
He speaks the bullshit.
Yeah. He was fluent in it. So, authorities got to look, and also because he's on probation, and they find two sets of skeletal remains in his backyard on October 5th, 2014.
Hearing about this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, 35-year-old Algarad and his 24-year-old fiance, Amber Birch, were both arrested. They discovered that the two victims in the backyard were Joshua Frederick Wetzler and Tommy Dean Welch, who had both been missing since 2009. Pazuzu's other fiance, because he had two, 28-year-old Crystal Matlock, was arrested for assisting in the burial of Wetzler. Both the bodies had a gunshot wound to the head.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was said that Pazuzu shot Wetzler and Birch helped, Birch and Matlock helped bury the body. And then later that year in 2009, Birch shot Welch. So the girlfriend, or the fiance, shot the other person.
Okay.
So he shot the first one. They both helped bury the body. She shot the second one. He helped bury the body.
Are they still together at the time of the bodies being found?
Yes, all three of them. Yeah. And so this is, like, super fucked up, right? In April 2015, the trap house at 2749 Knob Hill was demolished. They deemed it uninhabitable, which, like, no shit. You can look up some of the pictures of the inside of the house. It was absolutely fucking feral.
Ugh.
It was so gross. I mean, they said Pazuzu himself just, like, stunk to high heaven. Like, the whole place reeked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ewee.
And then at 3 a.m. on October 28th, 2015, Pazuzu was in prison at the Central Prison in Raleigh. He was found dead at 3 a.m.
What?
He had torn open his left arm with his sharpened teeth.
Oh my god.
And bled out. There are no other instruments for which he could have done that except for his own sharpened teeth.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
She's getting real in this Chili's right now, y'all.
I'm getting real in this fucking Chili's. I mean, that takes...
God.
I can't imagine what kind of, like, mental...
Yeah, dude.
Because, like, they say to, like, you can... do that to yourself.
Yeah, they say that you could, like, bite a finger off as easy as you could bite a carrot.
Right.
But your brain doesn't let you. So for you, it reminds me of, like, the creepypasta of, like, the Russian sleep experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Of, like, people just going so insane that they become literally feral.
Yeah.
And, like, will tear themselves apart. Like, that shit, like, that scares the fuck out of me. The movie The Mist, where the people get taken over by the poisonous oxygen and start, like, killing themselves. Like, that scares them. Like, that kind of stuff where your brain just, like, snaps like that and you... just become so primal like that to, like, just tear your own self apart is so scary to me. Like, that shit freaks me out.
Clearly this is somebody who was unwell and
dead.
I think when he did his psychiatrist evaluation, they mentioned Ativan and Lamictal as, like, drugs he was taking, but I'm not sure whether or not he was actually taking them.
Yeah, he was just, like, prescribed them.
He was prescribed them. On March 9th, 2017, Amber Birch pleaded guilty to second-degree murder, armed robbery, and accessory after the fact.
God.
For shooting Welch in the head with a .22 while he sat on the couch in the trap house. He was just sitting there.
He was just chilling.
He was just chilling.
Probably fucking high off his ass.
She was sentenced to a minimum of 30 years and 8 months and a maximum of 39 years and 2 months.
I mean, that's a long time, but I still feel like it's not enough.
Well, it's
for all of the charges she had.
Yeah, right? It's definitely longer than the 1 year and 1 month that other dude got.
God.
Crystal Matlock then pleaded guilty to conspiracy to accessory after the fact. She received 3 years and 2 months as a minimum and 4 years and 10 months as the maximum.
4 years?
Yeah, I mean, all she did was help bury the body.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
All
she did was bury the
body.
It's no biggie.
But, like, you know, the thing that I can't understand is how did the mom not know that this was happening?
I mean, clearly she seemed, like, in somewhat of a mental daze if she was living in those conditions and, like, didn't care.
Yeah, but, I mean, I feel like there's such a difference between, like, okay, we live in squalor, and, like, you're literally shooting people on our couch.
Yeah. Maybe, I mean, so, like, if she had a job, maybe she wasn't home when it happened, and, like...
That's true.
She clearly had no interest in keeping up with what her son was doing, so...
No, not at all. And, I mean, I don't think you can at that point.
Yeah, he's, like, far gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was probably just, like, done. Like, she was like, whatever, this is my life, I guess.
Yeah, I couldn't find out what has happened to her since then. Amber and Crystal are clearly still in jail, prison.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Damn. My God.
And that was... Well, so they said those two men, they killed her... They killed those men in 2009. They both got arrested in 2014. So that's 5 years.
Just...
that they went free.
They got away with it.
Which is crazy, because he went to jail in 2010, or in 2012.
But not for that.
But not for that.
My God.
Shouldn't the parole... He was on probation. Shouldn't the probation officer have been to the house?
Yeah, they're supposed to come check on the house. I dated somebody who was on probation, and she would, like, just randomly come to the house sometimes.
He was on probation for 5 years.
Yeah.
How did that person not come into the house and see all the debauchery that was going on?
Yeah. It was either a shitty parole officer or... I mean, that, yeah, that's yeah. just kind of it. Like, it was just a shitty parole right. officer.
And, you know.
So, shouldn't the parole officer maybe get fired?
I would think so. I mean, to me, and it just rings so true of, like, the Tyler Hapley story, is that, like, these are clearly, like, two people that needed help.
Yeah.
And their parents tried to get them help.
Yeah, and they didn't. The thing is, like, it's so hard when you're trying to get, like, kids help, because if kids don't want the help, they're not going to take it. You know,
that's true.
And you don't really, a lot of times, I feel like a lot of the people I know personally who decided that they needed help, they were full-blown adults when they were like, I need help.
It takes a certain, like, maturity to realize
that. Yeah, so I think, you know, and you can't force somebody to do something. You can't force somebody to get better. You can't force somebody to change, whatever. So it's like, as a parent, you're going to try your best, but, like, at that point, it's up to the kid. I would simply just get rid of it, but...
Fetus deletus. You're 8, don't care.
How old are you? Is it too late to take a plan B?
YN, I'm selling you to Harry Styles.
You're being sold to One Direction. Pack a bag.
Also, my story is done, but I just wanted to give a little shout out to Mars Hill University. Because Raina and I saw a little immersive true crime experience there.
It was definitely an experience.
It was an experience. It was based on our Loose Outsider.
So, yeah, it was based on the episode of the Loose Outsider. That we
Nancy
covered.
Morgan.
I want to say something really quick.
Say it.
You are a Mars Hill student.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, dude. Sabrina and I were legitimately so excited for this thing, and we thought it was just a play when we bought the tickets. So when we got there and found out it was like a whole walkthrough immersive experience, we were hyped. The dude, Lou told me that Mars Hill students are required in order to graduate to go to those events at least like a couple a year or something like that, or like a certain
that makes
a semester.
Sense.
So they clearly, like, didn't want to be there. But the group that we were saddled with, dude, I felt like I was back in middle school.
Yeah, they were such mean girls.
Yeah, the utter, like, just disregard and disrespect for other people in the room was so astounding to me that they were college students. They were acting like literal children. Anyway.
Yeah, interrupting the actors.
Yeah,
if you were one of the actors, you did great.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know. It just, it really irked me, and I've been like that. The fucking autism. I've been like that since I was a kid, where I'm like, you need to be respectful of the fact that there are other people in the room. It's
Can
like,
you be respectful and follow the rules, please?
Yeah, it's like, there are rules for a reason.
Oh my god.
Like, for me, it's like, if, you know, it was a high school event and you were like forced to go, I get kids acting out in that sense. But you were a college student.
Yeah,
you chose to go to this event. You need to act with like some fucking decorum, and like
your classmates, like the people you go to school with, clearly spent so much time and energy and effort on that,
dude.
And like the setup was really great.
It was so cool.
If we had been with better people, or better, in fact, alone,
yeah,
it would have been really cool.
Yeah,
we walked through like all these different rooms with each had a scene.
Yeah,
they gave us a black light to read hidden messages on the wall.
Yeah, there were clues everywhere. There was like all this intricate stuff set up. It was super, super cool.
And we missed a lot of it because
we just wanted to get out of the rooms because they were being so annoying.
Yeah. We were like, get us away from these people.
Yeah. So we kept like rushing through so that we could get ahead of the group.
Yeah.
And then there would be times where you'd have to wait for the rest of your group to show up to be let into the next scene. And anyway, if you're a Mars Hill student, fuck you.
Except for the actors. Y'all did great.
Yeah. Anyway, our soapbox is being put away. I just had to say it. Otherwise, it was a cool experience.
It needed to be said.
Otherwise, it was a really cool experience. It was really fun.
Yeah.
It was really interesting.
Shout out you guys for, like, taking a true crime case that, like,
we
clearly have spent a lot of time on and are pretty invested in, and making it, like, a cool experience for other people to learn about.
It was very cool. They had her fucking outfit in her photo, like, her, like, little headshot that everybody's seen. They had her full outfit from that, and that, like, literally gave me chills.
Yes.
Like, I saw that, and I was like, whoa, dude. I was like, what the fuck? But yeah, it was a really cool experience.
It was.
So, thanks for that. Let's see. I don't think we really have... We're not going to be doing our little other thing, because we're on public, but...
Yeah, no witchcraft at Chili's.
No witchcraft at Chili's. Even on Halloween.
They said no. Mom said no, you guys. Mom said we have witchcraft at home.
So true, bestie. But yeah, that was our Halloween episode, live from Chili's. We hope you enjoyed it, because we enjoyed doing it for you. This has been a lot of fun for us.
We hope you guys have a super fun and safe Halloween.
A super fun and safe Halloween. If you like this episode, be sure to like, comment, share, give us a review. Share it with like 10 of your friends right now, right this second. Do it right now. And if you have any questions, comments, corrections, concerns, suggestions.
If you just want to like cyberbully us.
Yeah, you could do that too. We're open to that. That's fine. Yeah.
We're big kids. Also, stay tuned for us eventually. We're going to have some really cute pics of us.
Yeah, we got our little
spooky little pink ghosts.
Yeah, we got our ghost photo shoot done. We're just waiting on the editing to be done and have them get sent back to us. But if you have any questions or anything like that, be sure to email us at greenwitchcottagepod@gmail.com, right? That's it. I love how I made it and I look to you like, is that it? if you want to see our little cute ghost photo shoot, be sure to check out our Instagram at @GWCpodcast.
One more thing. I know I've told you guys, pretty. I know I've told you guys before about my grandparents' house that is haunted in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. You went there.
I went there. I went to Mexico for the first time in 20 years, this past week. I went to both my grandmother's house, which is said to be haunted, and my great-grandmother's house, also said to be haunted. I can report back that I experienced zero.
Damn.
Zero.
It's because they know you.
Well, and I don't know.
They know you're too spiritually connected. They can't scare you.
You know, I was really hoping for like the prodigal granddaughter has returned. Like, you know, a little fanfare, a little something. I do also wear my protection every day. I wear my crystals. Yeah. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but.
Yeah, they're not trying to fuck with you.
No, but I talked to my grandma. She said, and both my uncle and my cousin have said that, like, in the house, they've seen like people walk by, like one in particular, my uncle said he was in the bathroom, saw a woman with dark hair walk past the door, called out for our grandmother. She was upstairs. She was not downstairs walking past. And there were stories like that about both houses where neighbors were like, hey, I just saw an old lady leave your house. Who was that? And they were like, oh, what does she look like? And they describe it, and they were like, oh, that's my grandma, who's been dead for, you know, years.
That's crazy. This flickering light is going to make me snap someone's neck. This is driving me
sensory
crazy.
Sensory overload. Yeah.
Thankfully, it's not very busy in here tonight. Otherwise, that would be too much.
But, you know, unfortunately to report, no Mexican ghosts.
No ghosts. Dang. Boo.
Boo. Big bummer. Thanks a lot, Grandma and Grandpa.
Thanks a lot. Well, that was it, guys. That was our Halloween episode. We hope you have a wonderful, happy, safe Halloween.
Yeah.
And be sure to light up and
look out.
And have a good night. We love you.
We love you. We love Chili's.
We love Chili's. Chili's, sponsor us.
Sponsor us.
Please.